I caught it and I seen space and I just didn't look back. I'm saying end zone or nothing right now. Take advantage of opportunity, man. I'm like I said, I'm still in awe. I'm soaking it all in right now. I'm just so grateful.
I'm so grateful too. End zone or nothing, baby. Welcome back in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, home of, wait for it, Bo, your first place Atlanta Falcons.
Say it again for the people in the back.
Gosh, that feels good to say. Your first place Atlanta Falcons. Me and Bo feel like a couple dogs off the leash this morning.
Hey, what? I told you. I'm an eagle flying across the country.
I'm chasing that mail truck down the street. I done found my way out the fence. You know what I mean?
You would describe yourself as a dog when I describe my spirit animal is the eagle, bald eagle. But you remind me of kind of a basset hound running around catching a scent.
He ain't gonna do me like that.
I know.
More like a Weimaraner. You know what I mean? Something like that.
You don't think you're a bull mastiff?
A little cow lick right in the middle. look, man, I said this to you during the break. We have so much stuff to talk about. I don't even know if it's possible. I'm sitting there going through my head and going, got to go through this, got to go through that, got to talk about Youngway, got to talk about this defense at some point, unfortunately. Got to talk about Matt Ryan. But I do think, to your point, you want to talk about this series of events there at the end of the fourth quarter that led to them even being able to get to overtime.
Yeah.
And a couple of people to give a tip of the cap to.
Well, we're kind of hung up on the drive to tie it, and then we win the coin toss, and then we're hung up on the big day from our offense and the 500 yards. And the defense had a forgettable day in a lot of ways.
Yeah, they did.
However, there was a sequence that happened I think it's extremely important. The Tampa Bay is icing the game, and they're in field goal range. And Jesse Bates, he punches out. Bruce Irving takes off on the left tackle, and he's got a 7-yard gain. And Jesse Bates, as he's going through there, and someone has kind of stood him up a little bit, and Jesse just, punches that ball out.
Second time in the game he had punched one out,
yeah,
too.
And this time you jump on it, and you get the turnover.
Yeah.
However, you go three and out. Well, you essentially go four and out, and you throw the pick, which was like a bad punt, and they get the ball back. And Mike, I want to go through this sequence because the very first play, James Smith Williams does a great job of getting some penetration, and Justin Simmons and he make a tackle for a loss.
Yeah.
And they get you for a 3-yard loss. The next play, Graham Barton, the rookie center from Duke.
Yeah, from Duke.
Holds David Onyemata. You know why he holds him? Because Onyemata broke free.
Because he got whooped. That's why.
Holds him. Now you got second and 23.
Yeah.
The very next play, they run a little a screen pass, and Caden Ellis and Justin Simmons. Don't think so. Mm. Not happening.
Mm.
And,
boy.
And they lose two on that. The final play on that drive, Lorenzo Carter, dominates and sets the edge, allows time for he and it's him. He basically sets the edge on that and butts to it. I think Justin Simmons got in on that too. So they lost 15 yards, and they have to punt.
Yeah.
They could have kicked a long field goal, but they didn't want to give you the ball right there.
Yeah.
So they punt.
What you're trying to tell me is the defense, when it mattered, they were able to rise up.
They did, in fact, rise up. But I think it's important to mention that because the offense, they gave the offense a chance and they did nothing.
Well, and you got to mention this in the same breath. It's complimentary football, right? The offense was able to, for the first time all year, win time of possession, and they won it by 6 minutes last night. That was able to keep Tampa's offense off the field. And look, that's what you have to do sometimes when that offense is rolling from the other team.
I still don't think it was complimentary football last night.
Okay.
Because I think yeah, they're at the very end. But I think for three quarters, your special teams probably had its worst of the performances so far this year. And because Koo missed a couple of kicks. He had a block, and he missed one.
Yeah, that's
rough.
Then
he got two tries at.
That's rough.
The kickoff returns were brutal.
Yeah, that's a good point.
They were getting – and the defense, for the most part, just did not play well. Their best game. But in the end, when it mattered, you had a 5-minute to 7-minute span of complimentary football where you did make the kicks you needed. You did get defensive stands and make fumbles when you needed. So
timing.
It wasn't a complete game, again, of complimentary football, But when you needed it the most, you did play it. I'll give you that.